Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. This is the ZABEcast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go! Here we go! Thursday, July 11, 2024. Thank you for downloading. It is just you and I again. I know. Two times in 1 week. What the hell? Got no friends anymore? No, I actually just have too much good material. Too many stories. And I said, well, if I have on this guest, I won't have time for this and for that. For this soundbite and that sound. Well, then get to it already. Okay, let's get to it. Mike Gundy needs to stop talking. The head coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, the man who once made popular the phrase, I'm a man, I'm 40, went to the microphones at a press conference. I believe it was Big 12 Media Day or Days, and defended his non-suspension of a running back on his team who had been charged with a DUI. Don't know if he was convicted or not, but here's how Mike Gundy tried to breezily explain it away.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is .08, in Ollie was .1. So I looked it up.
Yeah, that's more than the legal limit. Go on.
And it was based on body weight.
Right. You know the test and the sensors that the police use is also based on body weight, but go on.
Not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really...
Okay, you can't just say not to get into the legal side and now you're into the legal side of it.
Two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what...
I know, you're not justifying, but you're kind of.
Decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life.
Record scratch. This is where the movie trailer. You might be wondering, how could I say something so fucking dumb? I just admitted to driving drunk over 1,000 times.
And I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky.
I was just fine, meaning I didn't get pulled over because there's only so many police in the world and there's so many million miles of road.
Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when
better.
I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light because you make a lot of money to play football. So I looked it up on my...
Yeah. So it didn't take long for Mike Gundy to have to loop back and say, oh, no, the thousands of times thing, that wasn't me drinking and driving. Of course not. No, that was actually just me talking about decisions in general. Of course, he's not going to suspend Ollie Gordon II because of a DUI. It's big-time college athletics, which is now basically professional athletics. And these coaches are in the business, the cutthroat business of acquiring talent, which is getting very expensive. How expensive? Well, the Oregon Ducks and Nike CEO Phil Knight is supposedly supplying the Ducks with, quote, unlimited NIL resources. Unlimited. We have, boy, this got out of hand quickly, didn't it, kids? Yeah, jumped up in a hurry. Name, image, likeness. It began when
people like Jay Billis would argue on ESPN, you know, it's not fair that player X on a basketball or football team that you might know, thanks to, of course, us at ESPN, they're one of only about a dozen players anyone who's even a pretty regular sports fan could name as, oh yeah, I know that guy. That guy should be able to make money if he can sign autographs, or if he can sell merchandise, or if he wants to appear at a car dealership signing autographs. His name and his image and his likeness is being unfairly leveraged by the NCAA and by EA Sports in their college football game. They need to have to get paid. Okay, some of us said, well, you know what that's going to lead to? It's going to lead to the colleges just paying the players directly and making up some kind of phony baloney. He signed some posters. That's why we're giving him $1 million. Well, we're already past that, because now most schools and many state legislatures have said it's okay for schools to have collectives of money that they gather up from various sources, or they rob Peter to pay Paul, or take from their general athletic department budget, and they just go pay the Ollie whatevers, Ollie Gordons of the world. And I'm not linking the two stories. Is Ollie Gordon making nil money? Probably. He's got a hell of a coach who'd be like, oh yeah, DUI, clearly over the legal limit. Nah, I'm not going to suspend you for that. You kidding me? We got a big game. We got a big game coming up to start the season. I don't know who they play, but it's probably somebody. Anyhow, you get my point is that, so now we're beyond the whole, we have to make a fake reason to give straight money to players. It's just, we're just going to give them money via collectives, and the arms race is now reaching warp speed because Nike, global giant Nike and Phil Knight, hardcore Oregon through and through, is desperate at age 86 to see a championship at his alma mater and is willing to pay whatever it takes to make it happen. Unlimited NIL money. How does Vanderbilt play in this same world? How does Stanford? How does Northwestern? Any number of schools ostensibly playing Division I football. How do you compete with unlimited nil? You don't. So he's going to get the best team money can buy. Maybe they'll win. Maybe not. But it's going to put a lot of other schools into the red big time. And it's going to drive a lot of people trying to raise all this money absolutely crazy. Hey, maybe the GM should go on the road. That could help. The Yankees, which had a great spring, the Yankees, who had a great spring, have tanked in June, and they have wilted in summer, and they're one of the worst teams in baseball now. And so what can be done? Payroll's already up to the stratosphere. Trade deadline's still several weeks away. They don't have a whole lot to pawn for better and more players. They're just playing bad baseball, and they're hurt. Well, what can we do? How about we send the general manager on the road? Here's Dan Patrick talking about the folly of that move.
Keeping an eye on the Yankees, as I always do. They've been the worst team in baseball for the last month. Now, all of a sudden, the GM, Brian Cashman, is going on the road. What does that mean? I mean, it's not a good sign. But all of a sudden, things are so bad, the GM is now on the road.
Cashman's here. We got to win now. Hurry.
Yes.
Yeah, he said to the media, because of how we've been playing lately, I decided to join us on the road. And they asked why, and he didn't give any reason.
Unless you're going on.
Why? I don't know. Thought I'd come see what you guys are doing. You guys trying to hit home runs? Try to hit some home runs. Cool. Go over the fence. Take as long as you want running around the bases. Scores. Counts one run if it's just you. Even more, if people on the base, count all the runs. It's good. Try it. Got to swing hard, though. The launch angle has to be just right.
On the road to do a little more intel on what Aaron Boone is doing as your manager. I mean, I'm shocked that Aaron Boone has kept his job. I'm not for somebody being fired, but understanding that franchise, if George Steinbrenner was still alive, Aaron Boone would be gone. And it a while ago.
Anyhow, there is something fascinating happening in baseball. This was brought up by John Boy Media, the guy who goes by John Boy, who does these videos. He is a Yankee fan himself. And it's not just the Yankees trying to do this tactic, but a number of teams are employing it. So you got two outs, or you got one out, you got a runner at first, runner at third. Ground ball to the infield. Typical infield ball there. If you turn a double play, now you're out of the inning, and the run coming home from third doesn't count because the rules state on a force play in that situation, doesn't matter if the run got across the plate before the ball got to first, run doesn't count. So what have teams started to do as a technique and a tactic? They have started to run through the bag at second base instead of sliding because they get there quicker. And so if they can get there a step quicker by running through the bag, they're not out. Sure, they're going to overrun second base and they're going to be caught in no man's land, dead to rights between second and third. But guess what? It usually breaks up the double play. And if they are tagged as a, you know, as a consequence of running through the bag, the run still scores. So it's an interesting tactic, which we'll have to see if it continues and gets more usage. But it's one of those things where every now and then in sports, there's something that somebody does for the first time, and then nobody goes back to the way they used to do it. This is similar to the kneel down at the end of football games. The kneel down was invented in the wake of the miracle at the Meadowlands with Joe Pisarcik turning the wrong way, knocking into Larry Zonka and having Herm Edwards, hello, you play to win the game, scooping the ball up for a touchdown. They didn't need yards. They just needed to run two or three plays. And so they're like, well, you know, it's football. Let's go ahead, do a standard handoff. Oh, Joe, you turned the wrong way. What the hell? Now teams are like, well, just take a knee. A knee is a better strategy. Running through the bag in those situations at second base, while perhaps dangerous, may be the more optimal strategy. Who's busy in life? Ooh, me, we're all too busy. I spoke yesterday, and by the way, the Doc Hounds promotion went great. I did see Major League. I did enjoy it. I realized that much of the extractable, funniest scenes, baseball-related scenes in the movie, I'd already caught by stray YouTube, clip here, clip there, which is fine. I'd forgotten how frickin' hot Rene Russo was in her prime. Oh my God. Absolute heater. And I didn't mind the evil bitch widower who had inherited the Indians and was trying to tank the season. That actress has passed away. She looked like a mix to me between Jodie Foster and Helen Hunt. And I kind of liked it. But I digress. So it was a great night. Got out of there at 11. Actually got to sleeping before midnight, so that's a win. And then took a monster nap today on a Wednesday, so I'm getting caught up. Thank you to the Doc Hounds for having us, and we may do something in the future. We were talking about, hey, we could go to the Admirals game in Milwaukee here, which is, you know, a AHL team, and watch Slapshot on the Jumbotron after a game. And there's other possibilities. Some have said, you know, because I've not seen Remember the Titans, another huge hole still in my movie resume, could go to a high school game because more and more high schools, the big time ones in various states, including Wisconsin, have stadiums with actual Jumbotrons that run video. The problem is we need a night that is nice weather-wise to sit out there and enjoy a movie. If it's bad weather, you're not going to want to be out there. We had perfect weather. It was unbelievably glorious Wisconsin evening summer weather. The kind of weather that makes your heart sing and makes you say to yourself, if you live here full-time and are a native, you know, Wisconsin is not that bad. Look how nice it is here. And then you forget the previous 8 or 9 months. But I mentioned prior to talking to Charge, and I hope the audio was okay. I've not heard too many complaints so far, so I think it was acceptable quality audio. There was some cutouts because I was bumping up and down on the road, and my laptop was just sitting on the desk or just on the seat next to me. And the cell phone coverage cut out a few times. But if I was parked in somewhat of a more proper studio that is mobile, I could do a lot of podcasts, a lot of radio shows. Scritch his chin. Do I build the Mobile Strike Studio 3? And if so, what would it look like? Don't do it. But yes, I said before charge came on, I should have said no to at least one of the things yesterday. I overbooked myself. I'm too busy. Jamie Dimon, who is filthy rich and the CEO of, what is it, Citigroup or Goldman Sachs? I don't know. He's a big financial guy. Jamie Dimon says basically if you're frenzied in life, it's you. It ain't the job. You listen and tell me if he's full of shit.
It is your job to take care of your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul, your friends, your family, your health. Your job. It's not our job. So I think there's a little bit of misunderstanding that some of the companies. Now, we should do everything we can to help you. I tell people, we give you medical, shrinks, Pilates, massages. I mean, we really do try to take care of our people. But I can't make up for you not doing those other things, and you really have to do it yourself. Most people don't work very smart. So first off, work smart. Now, I deal with emails and phone calls generally once. Okay, I have three types of reading. Very fast, fast, very slow. And the very slow is the complex. I really need to think about it. The very fast might be a magazine. I just want to see if they're interested in there or something like that. And you know, people don't run their lives efficiently. And I'm sure you've seen even in school here, you know, the people are frenzied. They're always frenzied. They're late. They can't get back. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I couldn't get this done. I got my cases. I couldn't do this. If you're frenzied, it's you. It's not the school. It's not the job. It's you, because a lot of us aren't frenzied. I'm never late, almost never late. I'm not frenzied. I have a nice follow-up list. I know exactly what people are doing. I schedule time, you know, for myself for exercise and for, you know, making my phone calls. And if I didn't do it this morning, I would feel harried if I wasn't all caught up, you know. So work really smart. Learn how to work smart. And then in parts of your life, I think it's really difficult when you have children.
All right. Now here's a part I'm going to pause right here. First of all, he's kind of full of shit, but he's also right to a large extent. I touched the microphone here on my headset. We don't live our lives as efficiently as we could. I'm trying to get in the habit of scheduling my days, even random Tuesdays and Wednesdays and whatever, just because if you schedule it down to the hour and schedule in time to do nothing, you're going to be a lot better off for it, mentally speaking. But yeah, we busy ourselves and we waste time doing this and we do unproductive things there. We could easily organize our lives better. And yes, companies, certainly, you know, big corporations that are financially healthy do offer a lot of that incredible shit that otherwise you would have to pay for that is, you know, supposedly helping improve your life. Now, here's where he gets into the family thing, and this is where Jamie Dimon, who, by the way, is the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, they have merged. Here's where Jamie Dimon gets a giant fuck that guy.
That does burn the candle at both ends. My advice to men is you better drop watching every football game and playing golf on both Saturday and Sunday. You know, do something.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm sorry. Can you define watch every quote-unquote football game and playing golf on Saturday and Sunday? What percentage of the population that likes to play golf actually does that?
Well, your kids. You know, and if you don't, it's neglect. Okay, you call it whatever you want, but it's neglect. I have a lot of friends who complain.
No. Just because you play golf, that's not neglect of your kids, you fucking asshole. You're on the one hand, you're saying, you know, you need to not be frenzied and take care of yourself and have time for yourself. That's the game of golf. It's 4.5 hours of I'm away from everything. I'm just trying to get this goddamn ball into the hole. Necessary to clear the mind, to forget the rest of the world. And now you're saying, oh, no, you can't play golf. And if you do, it's neglect for your children. Get the fuck out of here. Now, he says you should do it with them, these activities. Sure, it's wonderful you can raise your kids to do the things that you like, whether it's fishing or playing golf or pickleball or whatever. Nobody likes pickleball. Okay. I'm sure there are father, son, father, daughter, mother-daughter, mother-son that play pickleball. But now he's talking out both sides of his fucking mouth.
They couldn't they have enough family time, but they go play golf on Saturday and Sunday. I'm playing golf on Saturday and Sunday means you wake up at 7 or 8. You go play golf.
Yeah, God forbid you do. Well, maybe your wife and kids sleep in or sit around in their pajamas and eat some cereal. Oh, the horror.
3 hours. You have lunch. Use your Bloody Mary. You go home and take a nap.
Okay, asshole. Couple things. Some of us, first of all, he says, play golf 3 hours.
Play golf 3 hours. You have lunch. Use your Bloody Mary. You go home and take a nap.
Okay, total cliches. First of all, golf does not take 3 hours. It takes 4 to 4.5, maybe longer. I will defend the length of a round as being at least 3 hours, if not 4 to 5, as a feature of golf, not a bug. It's supposed to take longer than 5 or 10 minutes. It's to recharge and unplug. But then have a Bloody Mary. So many people don't drink. Or if they do drink, they're not drinking during the day. And yeah, go home, take a nap. Sure, if you have a chance to take a nap, but many of us go home and we don't have a chance to take a nap. We go home and we get on a goddamn mower and mow 10 acres of grass that we bought one time, which we thought would be a great thing to have, and are now saying to ourselves, do I really want to spend this time much time on a mower? And we mow the grass. Which, by the way, I've not done in over a month because of the searing heat wave in the DMV area. It's unbelievable how hot and dry it's been. Not only is the grass not growing, grass dead. Grass is brown. Ain't nothing happening with the grass.
Okay, and then you go to dinner with friends. You know, you should have...
Maybe you go to dinner with friends, maybe not. Or maybe you then go do family stuff.
You've done some of your family. And so so you can do it. And if you're a woman, I think it's even harder. You know, and I think there are some jobs that are really conducive to helping you.
All right, but women should do the same thing. Women should have their own activities that take 4 or 5 or 6 hours, and then you as the husband, especially with kids, can take over and say, I got it. Go, get out of here. Go do your thing, recharge, have fun. I'll see you whenever. Don't even call me. I'm not going to text you. This is your time. Do what you want to do. So on the one hand, he's kind of right about being frenzied. The one thing about when you are tasked with or you're trying to do a project with somebody, get an answer back on something, and it's taken longer than it should have, and you say, I'm so sorry I didn't get back to you. I've just been so busy. Just spare me the busy. You could just say, I'm sorry it took so long. Boom, here's your answer. Nobody wants to hear about how busy you are. And I try to remind myself of that as well, because I fall into the trap of saying so. But there you go. Something to think about when it comes to being frenzied. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's a revolution, I say. Really? It's a garbage can. Had to watch this video several times, do some research on it to say, wait a minute, is it AI? Because AI videos are getting better and better. Is it a cheap fake? Is it a snark account trying to fool people with hard counts? I got caught on that of the Caleb Williams thing. The Caleb Williams quote about, I know my worth, that was fake. He didn't say that in regards to not signing his rookie contract. And there are more than just him out there not having signed yet. It's all going to get done this week before camps begin. But I had to watch the video several times, do some research, and go, holy shit, that was real. Here was Mayor Adams of New York City. Remember, the city that has a brand. A brand. Part of the brand is surveillance footage caught a man on a motorized wheelchair dragging a sleeping bag which contained the corpse of a dead body behind it in broad daylight on the streets of New York City. There's your brand right there. So Mayor Adams says, here's our revolution. We're getting trash cans. Couple of high fives, bro shakes.
Trash revolution.
He just walks up, puts a single trash bag into the container, and gives a press conference. Now, apparently, it wasn't just New York saying, "Guy, we should probably get some trash cans for our streets." They actually hired a consulting company to do a study on, would this be a good idea? The vaunted McKinsey Group, one of the top consulting companies in America and worldwide, globally, won a contract in 2022 from the Department of Sanitation and the city's Economic Development Corporation to figure out how to deal with trash and design a citywide pilot program. The contract was given to McKinsey in part because, and this is where this is how the sausage is made in society, people. Jessica Tisch. Tisch. That name sounds familiar. The granddaughter of billionaire investor Lawrence Tisch, owner of, I believe, CBS or CEO of CBS, and then was he a Giants guy? I mean, Jessica Tisch, granddaughter of billionaire, was the sanitation commissioner. So she's there in her job. I'm the sanitation commissioner. We need to figure out, should we get garbage cans for New York City? I know. Let's call my friends over at McKinsey, who I'm sure have wined and dined and feted Ms. Tisch with all kinds of perks to make sure that this gravy flows from the government to McKinsey. Do you know what the contract was for? $4 million. The memes on this are great. People printing out single page documents saying with the head, you know, the header McKinsey and Company study, should New York City get trash cans? Results of study, yes. Amount due $4,000,000. Now, if there's any good news, the contract was for $4 million, but they didn't actually pay that much to McKinsey. Oh, good. Thank you. Well, how much was it? $1.6 million. Yay. Democracy. This is the greatest story ever if it's true. And if it's not true, guess what? I don't want to know that it's not true. Ready for this? Headline. Man stuck in flooded Whataburger parking lot, pulls out fishing pole, lands trophy-sized bass. What? I wouldn't believe it, except there are pictures and videos from ABC 13 in Houston. The man was stranded in a Whataburger parking lot due to quickly rising floodwaters. While waiting, he grabbed his fishing pole out of his vehicle and caught a bass in a nearby flooded ditch. Held up the bass for the cameras and smiled, with one hand holding a Whataburger, the other hand a gorgeous, fat, 15-inch mountable trophy largemouth bass. That's great. And like I said, it's the greatest story ever. If true, I don't want it. I don't want to find out anymore, because it just smells like it could be too much of a work. A guy had a bass somewhere in his truck in a cooler, still alive, decided to get a Whataburger, waited around to see if there's a camera crew nearby, pulled out his fishing pole, put the bass that was already on it there just so he could go viral. And you say to yourself, what, do you want to go viral that much? Is that important? Hey, look at what going viral now pays these days in America. The Hawk Tua girl is cashing in, maybe. Apparently, she was paid $30,000 to judge a bikini contest in Florida. No way to verify if that's true. No way to tell just how much her, quote, manager got for this, but she's doing her best to cash in. Now, I have mocked her potential future earnings, and I have said, how long is this going to last? And I know I'm keeping it alive by even bringing it up from time to time. But then I was reminded of, oh, yeah, whatever happened to the Cash Me Outside girl, a.k.a. Bad Baby? Where is she these days? And what's her deal? Because I was stunned that the young woman who went viral on Dr. Phil saying, cash me outside, after she called a bunch of Dr. Phil's fine, upstanding audience members, quote, a bunch of hoes. Here's the original clip if you have not seen it.
And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep.
Yep. Why are you clapping?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Well, she turned that into somehow millions of dollars. Now, she might have done the OnlyFans porn thing. I don't know. Maybe she hit a more demographic sweet spot of your total white trash, trailer trash, ghetto trash generation. But Bahad Baby actually made quite a bit of money. So maybe Hawk Tua girl, Haley Welch, will be the next Bad Baby and she'll clean up. That said, Ms. Cash Me Outside, or Catch Me Outside, as in I will fight you, Ms. Danielle Bregoli, laughable to think she could beat anybody up in a fight because she's tiny. She must weigh 78 pounds max. Little tiny arms. I mean, she could probably scratch you with those nasty fingernails, but still. Danielle Bregoli has been caught outside by her boyfriend. And she did not come out of the altercation well. Bad Baby shocked her fans Sunday after sharing and then deleting a disturbing clip of her being beaten up. In the grainy surveillance video, Ms. Bregoli is seen fighting with Lee Vaughn, father of her baby daughter, outside of a home. During the brief altercation, which was time-stamped a bit after 4:30 a.m., June 30th, Ms. Bregoli is thrown to the ground. The pictures afterwards show her face swollen and bruised with a black eye. Cash me outside, indeed. Lastly, this story is not for the faint of heart, and I caution everybody, you might want to just end the podcast right here. But if you're an adult and can handle it, I give you this. He came for the free sex, They just wanted his thumb. Headline, women charged with killing sugar daddy, comma, cutting off his thumb to keep access to his financial accounts. This happened in Washington, D.C. 53-year-old Fazil Teklamariam was found stabbed to death on Friday, April 5th of this year. After an investigation, police have finally arrested 22-year-old Tiffany Taylor Gray and 19-year-old Audrey Miller. Police say his right thumb had been cut off. Autopsy results ruled that his thumb had been removed either close to death or afterwards. They pieced together all this evidence in the wake of the crime scene. The two young women actually had some forethought of, okay, we should make sure to enter and exit his apartment wearing hoodies and masks on. So that wasn't really helpful, but they were able to use some other pieces of evidence and some other video to finally put it all together. And they said they actually found her using that guy's thumb to get into his phone, to change his passwords, and to drain whatever accessible digital financial accounts he had on there, including Cash App and others, while the man was dead, rotting away in his apartment. Oh my God. You know, the guy was 53 years old. He didn't, I'm sure, have good looks or status in society. Wanted to feel like he was somebody, like he was a baller. Hooks into a 19 and a 22-year-old that are young and hot and making him think that, oh, they love me for who I am because I make them laugh. Yeah, sure. And I do pay for some things, though, by the way, but that's no big deal. Next thing you know, you're stabbed to death and your thumb is gone. And they're rummaging through your Cash App. Not a good thing. Pro tip, man, if you have to, go to a pro. The pros you pay, yes, but as Charlie Sheen once said, you pay them to leave, and they do, reliably, every time. Rest in peace. See, that wasn't that bad, was it? I could have done a worse, more effed up story if I wanted to. All right. That's enough for me. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a Cracker Jack Thursday. Tomorrow, the OGs are in the house. Scott and Solly join me. If you do not subscribe to Premium, well, then you had to sit through some crass commercial messages today. You can skip those by being a Premium member. And you can also get Fridays with the OGs from Fox Sports Radio, my longtime radio colleagues, Scott Lynn, Steve Solomon. It's a ripping good 45-minute podcast every Friday. Go to zabe.com/premium for more information. If you're still stymied, just reach out to me via email and I will help you out. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and we will see you next time. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.